Yeah, they had us the first half, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, could be Wayne!
I think I got my swagger back. Oh, oh!
Woo-hoo! I love it, baby!
Them orange britches! Something about them orange britches!
Ball hit high in the air into right field, going back to Sayre, and Tennessee can say hello, win column. A grand slam in the bottom of the ninth. You can't draw it up any better.
We just won a basketball game, and we're very happy right now.
I made up my mind. I don't expect to ever look back. I'm going to stay at the University of Tennessee. Yeah!
Read it, dit to do, and welcome into More Important Issues. It is Sunday, April 24th. The sweep is complete. Oh my, what a weekend. What a day. What a weekend. It's Florida. It's in Gainesville.
Listen, they thought.
The series win was enough. Let's establish that. I just love that you have half of all Twitter melting down. You have the other half of all fans trying to settle them down. It's not a big deal if you lose today, yada, yada. It doesn't matter. Dubs only. Sweep. Eighth one this season? Eighth sweep this season? Four series left?
First time sweep in Florida in Gainesville since 2001? First SEC team to do that since 2001.
Was that 2001? I thought I saw 2006. Regardless, an insane amount of time, whatever the year is. Insane amount of time. You do it without your head coach. You do it without, and I know, you know, I guess it's, you're just kind of, you have Blake Tidwell, but you do it without one of your normal starters. So, I mean, it's the best team in baseball. This is the best team in baseball.
And it's not even close. I mean, you look at the SEC standings right now. Tennessee is – I know we're going to get into that in a little bit. But Tennessee could lose the rest of their SEC games and still finish ahead of Florida.
I mean, they could – yeah. I think it was Ron Shumpert was the one who tweeted out, Tennessee, if they win just six of the remaining 12 SEC games – Arkansas would still have to win out to beat them. That's insane. Dominating fashion. It's every single team. Hey, you know, hats off to Alabama for avoiding a sweep. Because right now, no one else can do it.
It's a good point.
So hats off to that Friday night. That they got the weekend
that,
just
yeah, they can up. Thank Jeffrey for
started
that.
Started it all. Yeah. Got everybody fired up. And we talked about what it says about the program. We can get into it again, but you play Friday and Saturday without your head coach. You're going Saturday without your head coach and your normal starting pitcher, a guy that definitely threw the most he's thrown all season there and maybe even more than they were comfortable with, in the sense of they didn't plan on necessarily playing him there until Dolander went down. You had Dolander out this week. So – just an incredible, and then today the fight to finish that game out. Yeah, you need to get the broom. We got the brooms. The fight to pull that one out. I wasn't expecting it. I'll be honest.
That's the eighth sweep of the season.
Eighth sweep of the season.
Yeah.
So that's insane. But yeah, the fight to get that one today, and then just how perfect was it for, I don't know about you, when that one looked like a homer, I still thought they aren't winning this ballgame.
Wait, what
if,
now?
If Christian Scott hadn't robbed that, I still thought Tennessee was winning that ballgame. Like, it didn't, that wasn't going to win it. That wasn't going to rally them. That wasn't, you still had Redmond Walsh on, like, it didn't matter. And then Christian Scott gets it, and it's just, I mean, not even a chance.
I mean, that was that not like the entire game into one play? was like, oh, like you're going to no hit us for almost seven innings. And then, you know, you think you're going to, you know, escape with a win over the number one team in the country. And then Christian Moore happens, Redmond Walsh slams the door. And then you might, you know, have some life here in the 11th inning and you hit one that should be out. And Christian Scott says no.
Yeah, it's what an insane play to end on. And it was fun to see it on all the other ESPN broadcasts as I flipped over. You got a run of it on the Alabama UGA game. You got a replay of it on the A&M Arkansas game. While Arkansas goes down, it was just fantastic. What a fantastic way to finish off the weekend.
Yeah, and kind of a weird, like, going, like, when we're getting no hit, you know, everybody kind of thinks, you know, maybe we lose this game. And then you're thinking, like, dang it, Tony. Like, why couldn't you just sit this one out? Why couldn't you get five games and then come back? But, yeah, Tennessee got it done. And, you know, Drew Beam kind of struggled a little bit, but it wasn't – he gave you – I think Tony said it after the game. He got you in a position to win the ball game. Your bats just didn't get going until the seventh inning.
Yeah, no, I mean, 100%. And, I mean, Drew Beam, that's what, again, kind of the whole series. I forgot to even mention that Drew Beam did struggle beyond what he normally does. But you're right, gave you a position to win. But, I mean, you had – with everything kind of around you, I know Florida lost one of their best guys on the mound too. So, like we said, it all does kind of even itself out. But with Drew, it seemed like it was weird him not having control. I blame the broadcast. They flashed that, like, things that need to happen, and they said that Drew Beam needed to have control over the pitches. It said something along the control he normally has in a game. Like, you don't say that. That's a jinx right there. And sure enough, yeah. He's walking batters like, yeah, Redmond Walsh comes in and plunks a guy. I'm like, what is going on?
Right.
Check the balls. We don't need to check the bats today.
That's insane that in the bottom of the ninth, you have the game-winning run on third base with one out, and somehow Redmond Walsh gets out of it. I mean,
he's filthy. He's
– and Tennessee's winning games, like, you know, it's not just we're blowing everybody out every single game. You know, when you get in a regional or a super regional or even in Omaha, you know, you're going to have to win some games where you're not jumping on a team. You're not scoring seven runs like you did Friday night in the second inning. It's going to be a grind. I thought Florida's pitchers pitched well. The guy that they pitched today, I mean, shoved it. I mean, Drew Gilbert is one of the best hitters in the country, and he struck out three times today. That doesn't happen very often. So, I think he's one of the best players on this team in strikeouts. So, you know, I thought they pitched really well, but Tennessee's pitchers also pitched well, and we just had the bats going at the right time. You know, we finally got to their bullpen, sure. And when we did. You know, we finally got that hit. I think that hit in the seventh inning, you know, Drew Gilbert hits a triple off the wall. And that's, you know, I don't want to say open the floodgates, but in a sense, it kind of did.
Well, then they leave their closer in there.
Get that submarine crap out of here.
Well, and it's just like he's struggling. They let him go. I'm happy they let him go. I am. But, yeah, they probably could have gone deeper into your bullpen there after those bats got going. Christian Moore's home run, dude, bomb. I mean, no doubter. Don't ask the guys on the broadcast. They were unsure, but it came off his bat.
Oh, good thing Florida has a small ballpark, dude.
Oh, thank God. Oh yeah, you kidding me? Love it. What a weekend.
But after they don't get that run in the ninth, I mean, there was no doubt in my mind Tennessee was going to win that game. It's like you had your chance to beat us. You had your chance to maybe close it out in the top of the ninth. You didn't. You had your chance in the bottom of the ninth. And, you know, Tennessee's – you know, you're not going to get a third chance.
That probably got on Florida's mind. They'd probably let doubt creep in a little bit. It was, we didn't finish this in nine innings. What's gonna happen now? Because we talked about it. There's not really a dead spot in Tennessee's lineup. Top to bottom, you're going to get guys on, and then you know the power Tennessee possesses too. So yeah, that had to creep in once they didn't get it out of nine innings.
Yeah, and that go-ahead home run in the 11th, I mean, it was with a 3-2 count. You know, you're thinking like, hey, I got to put this ball in play somewhere if it's in the strike zone. Doesn't matter. Get it out. That kid's a freak, yeah, for sure.
Good to see him on this weekend.
I know Jared Dickey probably has that DH spot on lock. You know, just because if Christian Moore was an outfielder, I don't think there'd be any doubt Christian Moore being the lineup every day. But, you know, with Jared Dickey, he kind of got hurt in that Friday game running to first base, kind of a weird, you know, I'm sure it's the same foot, but it was kind of a, I guess, a setback to already being, you know, not 100%. And he made the most of his opportunities.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, I feel like this weekend he made, we talk about kind of make when you get a chance making yourself needed, and he's going to make them think about it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Make the coaching staff figure that one out. So, hey, but at least when you talk about playing in the outfield, at least Christian Scott made a lot of great plays this weekend.
He did.
Given the opportunity there and left.
Yeah. Great job. And, you know, tough spot having to lead off, but, I thought he did okay at the plate. You know, Drew, you know, he got plunked, and, you know, when Tennessee needed him to make a play, he made a play. So I think Redmond Walsh tweeted after the game, dinner's on me to Christian Scott. So hold him to that.
I wonder what they get. I can't think of anything.
How much is Redmond getting an NIL money? Like, is he
that's the question.
Is he well off? Is he able to take him to Ruth Chris, or is this maybe like a, you know, we get $5 burger. We get a $5 burger at a Copper Cellar.
I think you just go the easier out and do Copper. Yeah, burger night at Copper Cellar.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I think Christian Scott should be happy with that myself. So yeah, good all around.
Free dinner.
I like that Tony made the joke there in the postgame presser that he thought he was going to come in and ruin the weekend there for a minute. Do you think he left the dugout in the? I feel like by the seventh, you recognize you're the problem and you take yourself out. No,
I think you're hanging on for dear life. But then when you finally get a run in the seventh, thanks to Drew Gilbert and RBI by Luke, you know, maybe you can breathe a little bit. But yeah, I mean, it's got to be on your mind. I mean, you don't want to be that jinx. You know, that's the worst thing you can be in sports is the jinx. We think about it all the time. You know, I eat a thing of nachos every home game because I'm scared to death, except one, and we lost that game.
Yeah.
So that's on me. But I won't let it happen again. I'll say that.
There you go. That is a good point. That is you're right. That's the worst thing to be in sports. Mm-hmm. You wear the hat different, you change the shirt, you flip it inside out. I mean, you leave the room. Some of us go back to the bathroom to avoid jinxing it. Yeah, it's a great point.
No one wants to be that guy from the Cubs.
No.
I can't remember his name to save my life.
I had his name, and now I can't think of it. Steve Bartman.
But, yeah, the biggest jinx of all time.
I like the conspiracy theories around him. There's some good ones. So,
That he's not an actual Cubs fan.
No, well, it's more of like how the Cubs treated him, I think, or like not cut the Cubs, Chicago treated him. So, some good stuff.
Okay,
I do feel terrible for the guy when you read about him. But like you say, it's proof that it's the
worst. I mean, we almost had our own Steve Bartman on a home run earlier this year, and
we did. A home run.
He lost his hat. He got
free stuff out of it.
He did lose his hat, so that's on him.
Fair point.
For trying to be the jinx.
Oh man, speaking of that, you talked about earlier this season. You see people floating it out there like this might be the greatest baseball team of all time. I'm not saying it is or it isn't. I'm just saying it might be. Like you got to throw that out there. Still a lot left to do.
People are saying that.
People are saying it. They're talking.
I'll say this: if Tennessee wins the whole thing, there's no debate.
They have to be. Yeah, they have to be. Let's do it.
Man, that boy Blade Tidwell back. Oh, it's not even fair.
No. And then Camden Sewell, the way he pitched Saturday night.
Oh, my God.
Coming out of the bullpen.
Still with a bone bruise. I mean, the last two games he's had absolutely shoved it. Iron Man.
Yeah. That's a good point. He pitched so well Saturday, I forgot his Saturday performance last week.
Yep. Yeah, he was 4 1/3 and
great weekend.
3 strikeouts, 1 walk, and no hits. Florida had 11 hits on the weekend.
So it's so good to do this against Florida. And I want to know how it happened. How did the team end up with the Florida helmets? What moron thought having the helmets in any amount of helmets in the visitors area was a good idea?
Yeah, probably not a great idea, but I'm glad they did.
Oh, it looked great.
I mean, knock on wood, because I'm not the jinx, but I'm saving those pictures just in case football season happens.
Here's the problem. They are too, though. They're dumb. They may not be.
Nobody holds on to stuff like Tennessee fans hold on to stuff.
Oh, for sure not. Here's my question. What are the chances that the next home run, instead of the daddy cap, we get a Florida helmet in the dugout?
We just get another, like, the opposing team's helmet and put it on?
I think you're telling me at least one of those helmets didn't make it on the flight back home?
Yeah, that's a good point. Those are nice helmets. Like, I know the Gators on the side, you know, it loses a little bit of value, but, you know, the helmet itself is a nice helmet.
I wouldn't be mad. That'd be funny to me. It would piss Florida fans off so much. It would be hilarious to me. I mean, you already got one guy calling for Tony Vitello's job because of theft on Twitter.
Theft?
I don't know. He was just like, "Is this how you?" He tagged like Danny in it. He was like, "Is this what you want out of your program?" I don't know. Classless. They're just classless, man.
Who cares? And Danny Watt's not going to care. I mean, they just fired his brother, so he doesn't give a rat's ass.
He hates Florida right now. Right. So did he get fired? I thought he left. Did we establish he got fired? I think he left. I don't think he was fired.
But it's more of like, you leave or we make you leave.
I mean, it may have, but he didn't. Like, he left before they announced he was leaving. Like, he went to Georgia before he resigned from Florida. Quote unquote. I don't know. It was announced at the same time, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. But anyway, he hates Florida. Moral of the story. And it just had to be Evan Russell, right? I mean, Evan Russell is the first one who finds that helmet and puts it on. Well, you know, maybe everybody sees it, but Evan Russell's the first one to grab one and put it on and take a picture and put it on his Instagram story.
Oh, he's the prop guy. You knew it was going to happen.
Big prop guy.
You knew it was. And poor Evan. I'm glad maybe he gets a little troll because those announcers today just riding him about not being able to throw anybody out a second. And they kept, you know, they were kind of laughing at how Florida could pretty much do it at will. I was laughing because I was like, you know, shouldn't you be pretty embarrassed if you can get a man in scoring position at will and can't win?
Yeah, and aren't those two the same idiots that gave Evan Russell praise for stealing a strike yesterday by setting it? I'm pretty sure I remember that. So
and they're talking about how that's a Tennessee weakness. That's one of Tennessee's few weaknesses.
My throat is killing me.
All that screaming.
I think it's my allergies from being in a different place. It always happens when I travel. Or just different climates, I guess. Even though it's kind of the same.
You're just allergic. You're just allergic to
everything? I need to go get shots, just allergy shots, because the pills don't do really anything to me.
Good luck. I've got
allergy pills, not just like, you know, I'm not just taking recreational drugs.
It might be. Find recreational.
Illegal. I'm not doing anything illegal. Yet.
I don't know. I don't even know where. I don't know how you got to the topic of that. So I'm going to let you take us anywhere else you want to on the weekend, because I don't even know where we're at to get there.
Well, I want to go into Friday night a little bit. I mean, props to Chase Burns for getting back on track.
Mm-hmm.
The last two outings he's had kind of struggled a little bit, but you know, he found his own, 6 1/3, 5 strikeouts, 1 earned run, 2 runs on the night. I mean, that's all you can ask for from your Friday night guy. And
yeah, and it goes back into putting your guys in a position to win.
It's a lot easier to pitch like that when your team's able to score 7 runs in the second inning. So,
mm-hmm.
But I thought Tennessee's pitching was phenomenal. I mean, starting pitching, you know, even today, Will Mabry, Mark McLaughlin, Redmond Walsh was phenomenal. Camden Sewell was phenomenal the other night on Saturday. I'm trying to remember who came in for. So Ben Joyce and Redmond came in.
It was Friday. Yeah.
Yeah, but that it was kind of over at that point. You weren't scoring that many runs with Tennessee's bullpen. So, but Florida was second in the SEC in home runs, only 2 on the weekend. 1 was today, and 1 was Friday night. Tennessee at 5 of them things. So, you know, still rolling, still dropping bombs. Christian Moores is the one you're going to hear about the most, but yesterday, that was the only way you scored runs. Drew Gilbert and Luke Lipsius, 2 bombs. That scoring summary on the website there is about that big.
Not too much fun yesterday.
Right.
The I'd have to go look at the stats for sure. But doesn't it feel like the offense – people are like, when are they going to slow down? When are they going to slow down? Doesn't it feel like the offense – and I know you've got exceptions like, you know, Friday night – and then Sunday last week against Alabama, where they just went crazy. But I didn't feel like, for the most part, maybe it's because they scored an absurd amount earlier in the season. Feels like the offense has slowed down a bit. Feels like the bats aren't as hot as they were, and Tennessee still finds ways to win. You mentioned still hit bombs. I mean, it just feels like doesn't feel like it was before, because you talk about, can Tennessee continue this throughout the season?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you get those outbursts every now and then. Like Saturday against Alabama, Sunday you win that one 15-4. So you're gonna have that. The competition is definitely better, but you know, than Iona and, you know, some of those other teams, Rhode Island, some of those other teams that we just blew out. But Tennessee finds a way. I mean,
that's,
they can get no hit through 7 innings and still have 7 hits in the game and score 6 runs. So, I mean, that's just the kind of team they are. You can only hold them down for so long. And, you know, Florida was just a little short.
We talk about trying to beat Tennessee in a series. It's hard to beat this team, period.
Yep.
It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I'm going to have to start owning up to the trash talk. I'm so much quicker, I think, to talk trash in football, because I know that moment, you know, will fade very quickly. Now, I think it could last forever, so I want it to. So I'm trying to be careful, but I think it's just time to pick it up. Trash talk everybody.
Yeah, there you go.
Arkansas, they couldn't do what Tennessee did today. And they had bases loaded, 1 out. They might have bases loaded, no outs, because he had 3 strikeouts in that inning.
Yep.
Regardless, I think they did. Can't finish.
And they've already lost 6 games. So, you know, maybe you should stop worrying about that team in the East and maybe worry about yourself a little bit.
Yeah, I think that'd be the smart thing to do. Maybe try playing baseball the right way.
Yeah.
Because whatever you all think the right way is doesn't seem to be very right now.
It's not working too well. Hate to see it.
I like seeing SEC opponents calling for calling for their coach's job. You've seen a lot with Bianco. You see some people with it's the absurd people. I know it's not Arkansas fans altogether, but you still see the tweets and it makes me happy. It just warms my heart a little bit to see and hear that.
We have the two best head coaches in the country right now with Josh Elander and Tony Vitello.
That's a good point. It's a great point.
I mean, Elander, that man's undefeated. I wouldn't try to be a head coach. I'm undefeated. I'm done.
No. I'd wait for Tony to get tossed, get my two or three games a season. You're guaranteed them and be done.
Get yourself in the record books.
Yep. Yeah, that's awesome. It's good to see. It's good to have that suspension over with. It's fun to. It's nice to not feel like you even went through it.
Yeah, unfazed.
I mean, Friday, Sunday is where all the theatrics came in when Tony was back on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Friday and Saturday were pretty just straightforward.
Well, then you
taking care of business.
Going back to the beginning of the season, you lose Blade. Mm-hmm. Unfazed, doesn't matter. You get him back. Kinda. Your Saturday guy goes down with an injury, no problem. Your head coach gets thrown out, no problem.
Your pitching coach gets thrown out. The guy calling the pitches gets thrown out.
No problem.
He's suspended for a game.
Just doesn't faze them. They're not rattled at all. I mean, even when you know Tennessee's not getting hits, I mean there's a time when you're like, man, just not our day. Like it's over.
Yeah.
But a guy like Drew Gilbert isn't going to let that affect him. You know, he struck out three times a day. He's like, I'm going to get mine.
Wouldn't that – and that's – I guess that's a – people talk about how you play with the target on your back. Days like today, I feel like you can go out there and you really don't have anything to worry about. Series is done. You want it. Obviously, it's nice to win one, but you get there in the seventh inning and you go, all right, things aren't going my way. Just like no reason. If I get a hit, great. If I don't, we're still even forward with a series win. It's almost nice to just take care of business early.
Yeah.
Play a little bit more free and a little bit more loose. Everything else is just gravy right now.
So that is the first time Tennessee has swept Florida.
Since 2001?
Since 2001. In game.
2001.
Yes.
And I think there's an SEC record. I don't think they've been swept at home since like 2006. I think I saw Wes Rucker tweet that.
Maybe 13 was the last time they got swept.
13, I think, was the last time I got swept. I think I saw this on Reddit. Florida Gulf Coast. Last time I got swept at home. 2013. Still a really long time. Yeah. And then going back to 2006 is the last SEC series sweep in Gainesville.
That's insane.
That's insane. Insane. Yeah.
What was 2001? I'm trying to think.
What are you asking about 2001, though?
I'm trying to think of what Tennessee team that was. That was only 4 years after Todd Helton left.
True. And that would have been still
I mean, people were having their 21st birthday parties, and that was the last time Tennessee swept Florida at home. That's how long it's been.
Who was having their 21st?
I was like, these people that are having them like now at this time, you know, they were just born once the last time Tennessee took down the Gators. I'm tired
of it. So I've got the 2002 roster here.
Okay.
Okay, it has like three people on here. Never mind. It said the 2002 roster. It is not full. No, I don't. I mean,
yeah, another phenomenal weekend. It's just fun to continue to be number one, continue to dominate. I mean, we're saying the same thing every show. It's like Tennessee wins again. Usually, Tennessee sweeps. you know, going into that seventh inning, I didn't think I was going to get this broom out, but here we are.
It's – yeah, you just – I was ready to go good series.
Who beats Tennessee in a series? That's what I want to know. Who the heck is going to beat this team in a series?
Texas can't now, and they probably couldn't have before, but they can't now.
Yeah.
The only other team besides Tennessee Tech to beat Tennessee couldn't do it. Tennessee Tech couldn't beat us, win in a series.
No.
So, no, I it's – and I guess that does make it – because if you said it's even just a three-game series all the way to Omaha to finish it off, I would tell you, you know, you don't have a chance. I guess the good thing that makes it a little bit more interesting in college baseball is that it's still, you know, two losses to get bounced, but sometimes it isn't a full series. Now, the, you know, reverse of that is those teams are still pitching their guys that they would have to in a series, and then you really – that question gets harder to answer when you look at going and playing – who do we play, Wright State? Then do we play Liberty on Saturday? Is that who it was?
Yes.
So, like, you know, you get into that situation where Liberty just pitched their normal Friday night guy anyways, even though it wasn't against Tennessee. So, yeah, it still makes it interesting because hadn't seen that team yet, but the bullpen's, you know, your pitching situation stays the same. So, yeah. I don't know how you do it.
I mean, that game today just reminded me of last year's team. Like, they were the comeback kids. They're like, you know, we're down, but we're never out. And it just kind of carried up. Like, this year you haven't really had to do that.
They don't have a walk-off still, right?
Nope.
Yeah, they don't have a walk-off. So that's pretty crazy for a team last year that had, like, nine.
Yeah, we don't need one.
Love it. I wonder how many they did have last year. I'm trying to – like, going into Wright State, it was something absurd already.
LSU, we had two. Wright State was three. Arkansas was four. At least four.
So it had to have more earlier in the year than that. Okay. I'm gonna pull it up. Let's see if I can figure it out real quick.
I would like to know this series that Tennessee has had this season where they've had more runs than the opposing teams had hits.
Oh gosh. I mean,
it's got to be
all of them. Yeah. That's how good this pitching staff is. It's amazing to see.
Yeah.
It is absolutely incredible.
Bunch of big leaders.
Suck it, Florida. Suck it.
The swamp.
So do we call Gainesville the swamp? I thought the swamp was the nickname of the stadium.
I don't know. Is it? I guess you're right, but is that not considered like the whole campus is a swamp?
Never mind.
It all smells.
Yeah, I'm sure. I've never been to Gainesville. I've driven through Gainesville.
It's definitely a drive-through city.
So he would have had a walk-off against Indiana State last year, too?
Okay.
Wait. Yeah. This is hard to do without clicking every box score.
Oh, we did have one against James Madison.
Did we? So that's what we get to, six already right there. So yeah, I'm sure there's a few more in there. I'm sure.
Yeah, James Madison.
That's awesome, man.
We walked one off in the 10th. Drill Ortega singled.
Walked it off.
I think that's it.
Joey from Tampa. Look at him. Get another one on there.
Georgia Southern being one of the hottest teams in the country, and we just freaking destroyed them.
I mean, I think it goes back into how good is this Tennessee team.
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. But I'm thinking it, but I'm not going to say it. Also, have you listened to the final out by John Wilkerson?
Oh, fantastic call. Just fantastic.
Why Why can't they simultaneously do John Wilkerson like on the broadcast?
I mean, I have no idea. I have no idea.
I mean, you can have somebody with them and stuff, but man, I want to.
You apparently people were syncing it up today. Apparently, you can do that yourself. So,
yeah, maybe I'll just start doing that. I mean, those guys today were good. God,
oh, they're just they were exhausting. What was it? Was it Friday night or Saturday night?
I would rather have those guys than Bob.
I didn't have to listen to Bob, but I probably agree.
Yeah.
Was it Saturday night or Friday? I can't remember who, what, how.
Yeah, they were just fumbling.
It was amazing. It was truly. It was a work of art.
Yeah.
That broadcast.
Yeah, pretty bad. They got paid to do that. Isn't that the crazy thing?
Good for them. Stealing people's money.
Yeah.
Good for them. we could do a whole show on this baseball. Y'all will do that tomorrow. So that'll be good.
Yeah.
That'll be good. Or where are y'all? You got time this week before I just say check out the bath flip tomorrow?
I haven't gotten there yet. I'm going to text Dylan to make sure he can do it tomorrow. But tomorrow's the plan.
Just tune in whenever, guys. You'll see the tweets. Tune in for bat flip. More baseball for you. We kind of briefly talked about the SEC standings. Did you want to mention anything else with that besides it's going to be very hard for Tennessee to not be the number one seed, I guess, in the SEC tournament?
Yeah, I mean, they're 17-1 right now. The second team in the East is Georgia at 11-7. Arkansas is 12-6 on the west side. So, yeah, I don't see it. I mean, Arkansas just lost to Texas A&M. I mean, again, maybe they should worry about something else than the team in the East because, you know, losing to Texas A&M, you ain't beating Tennessee.
Right. I'm just going to enjoy this.
Hold on. I do have a question before we move on from baseball. What do we do when Dolander comes back?
Oh man.
I mean, has that not been the only question going, you know, from since Blade has been scheduled to return? Like,
yeah. It would be very hard for me to take Blade out of the lineup, seeing what he did Saturday night, right? I mean,
yep. That velo up so 99.
But I mean, even Dolander, I mean, the dude just throws strikes. So I feel like, and I'm not saying I would take either Chase Burns or Drew Beam out, but I feel like that's got to be where your question is right now. I feel like it's definitely not Blade. That's, I guess, is what I'm saying. So then you ask, is Blade go to your Friday and then those two guys go to your bullpen or whatever, midweek start or whatever? I don't know. Does Tidwell go to Friday night after seeing what he did Saturday? Or do you just keep kind of keep what's working? I feel like you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, it's going to be weird because Dolander hasn't, you know, pitched out of the bullpen.
No.
In college at all. That's going to be something that I personally – am all for not messing with whatever's, you know, going for you.
Yeah.
If right now, like, I would kind of just stay the same. You know, you had to make a change.
So when you say the same, you keep stay the same as Saturday night now?
Yeah, as this weekend. Yeah.
Okay. I'd be okay. I mean, I would be okay with that too. I think what I'll, you know, going forward, it would be assuming everybody's healthy. So if Dolander even, you know, came back this week, we'll roll until someone else is healthy and you know, maybe Burns gets some soreness or something. All right, you just throw Dolander on Friday night. And, yeah, I think I'd rotate it like that just to kind of keep things as status quo as possible. Because no one's not earned it, but I guess that also means no one's earned getting kicked off either. getting losing their position. That makes it hard. But it's a good problem to have. We talk about that. It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, and I can maybe see, like, it could be a rest thing. You know, these two pitchers, you know, these two true freshmen that haven't pitched this much, as I mean, especially Drew Beam, but he's been your best pitcher. So it's hard. It would be hard for me to be like, you know, it's you. Let's take a weekend off. You know, Dolander's going to pitch on Sunday. And I don't know. I don't know what you do. But,
you know, one thing I'd like to
see. Suspension, so that's on him.
I would like to see, which Tennessee hadn't had a need for it. You don't know if they would. Obviously, when you get into – and that's another thing. You're 4 weeks away from needing a fourth starter anyways. So, hopefully, Dolander's good to go 100% by then because you probably need him in that situation. But I also would like to see we talk about, you know, Blades, that long reliever, assuming everybody stays healthy. You know, you have Kanman Sewell there. I mean, if you had a second guy that you could rely on to come in and do that, you're never seeing Tennessee go to the bullpen early on a Friday or on a, you know, game one and start sweating it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got that many more people in the bullpen. Of course, you've got McLaughlin, Mabry, guys that can go a couple innings that like they did today. But if you had a guy that can go 5-6, if guy gets injured or whatever, or goes down early, how do you get beat? How do you lose a series?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what you do.
I feel like one Kanman Sewell is enough to squash any thoughts of losing a series, but get two? Got two aces.
Yeah.
Aces.
I mean, Tennessee basically has four aces right now. That's insane to me.
Yeah, I guess the ace Ted Lasso ace joke didn't work there because baseball does actually have aces.
Yeah, like you have four guys that probably, you know, maybe not SEC, but I mean the majority in the Power Five, they're your Friday night starters.
Well, and those four guys can go to any. They would start. They'd be weekend starters for probably any team.
Oh yeah,
for sure. It's not even close to that. You have some team that their aces wouldn't be weekend starters for Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Love it. Let's highlight the issue of Tennessee not being able to throw a guy out a second. Who cares?
Yeah, they gotta get on base.
He ain't getting home.
Right, yeah.
That's all that matters.
They can get on second all they want to.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. Love it.
I would like us, you know, this is kind of nitpicking, but you know, I would like it. I thought we were good last week in the field. This week, struggled a little bit. I think it was it today? Yeah, Tennessee had two. I think Trey had two errors today.
Yeah.
Luke had one on Friday night. So we'd like to see that cleaned up a little bit. You just can't – that can't happen in a close game. And I think they got one run out of it because of an error. So.
Right. I won't nitpick. I'll just say, let's do it again. Is Auburn your next?
Isn't it crazy the heroes today were both named Christian?
It is. Very much so. A lot of Drews, a lot of Chases, a lot of Christians.
Yeah.
Shout out baseball.
Yeah. Baseball names.
Emily asked me today, she's like, is that guy's name actually BT?
Who was?
What position does he play? Florida's, I can't remember what position he plays now. His BT was his first name. That's what I had it listed at, BT.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, their catcher.
Is that okay.
Yeah, I think that's how it's listed. I mean, there's got to be something.
BT.
Something makes it that, but yeah, I mean, that's what he goes by, BT. So,
anything else for baseball or SEC standings or whatever your heart desires?
Tennessee's 9-0 on the road. Ole Miss, Vanderbilt, Florida,
You'd love to see it.
I don't know.
Oh.
I mean, every question that we try to come up with going into a series, like, oh, can you sweep Florida? How can you overcome, you know, losing Dolander? You know, with Blake Tidwell maybe on a pitch count. Is Chase Burns is something wrong with him because he hasn't looked good the past two outings? Or can these freshmen handle Swayze Field? They just keep answering it.
But it's not a problem, guys. It's not a problem.
Just relax.
How stupid is it going to be if this team does finish with just – I'm not going to – with one SEC loss. Let's just say it. How dumb is it going to be?
It's insane. I mean, they're legit now the best team to open conference play ever.
Insane.
The 1951 team?
It's the best team in college baseball ever. They're going to be. Like, you can't call it yet. They're going to be, though.
Okay.
And Arkansas fans, what are they going to say then? We've been to Omaha more times than you? Cool.
Omahogs.
Yeah, cool.
Well, Dave taught him everything he knows.
Yeah. Dave can be team TV.
All right. Basketball.
Let's talk basketball. I got to run his bathroom. I'll be right back. Landon.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That must have been an emergency. Tennessee landed a big-time transfer out of the transfer portal, and that was Indiana State guard Tyreek Hill, originally from Salina, Tennessee, where he attended Clay County High School. And I'm pretty sure he was the top. He has a Tennessee record. I'm going to look this up just to make sure. I thought I screenshot it, but I guess I didn't. Let's see. Yeah, so he was Clay County High School 2016-2017. He broke Tennessee High School record for points in a season with 1383, he wound up with 3,237 points in his career. Good God. That's insane. 3,000 points? Just had a fantastic career at Indiana State. Averaged 8 points his freshman year, 17 points his sophomore year, 15 his junior year, and this past season, 17.2 points per game. 5 rebounds, 2 assists, field goal percentage 47.2%, 3-point percentage 31.6%. So, really good score. Something that Tennessee probably needed to replace with the loss of Kennedy Chandler. And, you know, they get a really good guard, 6'3", 205. Again, you know, from Tennessee. So, I'm sure wearing that orange is something that he's probably dreamed of quite a bit growing up. So, you know, really cool to see him find his way back to the Volunteer State and wear the orange. He is a 3-time MVC All Conference, and then he was on the All Freshman team his freshman year. So I guess you can really say he was All Conference all 4 years at Indiana State, and scored 34. Against Evansville, he scored 29 in a game against Evansville earlier in the season. Kid can light
it
up.
Did you say he had 3,400 points in high school? Is that right?
He had 32-37.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's insane. No, I agree with what you said, though, about it needing that pickup to replace Kennedy. So I think we'd all like to see a big man replaced too, but a good job getting some points. back in this lineup.
For sure. I mean, I don't – you know, I know, you know, going to a smaller college and then, you know, it doesn't always translate. You know, you look at James Daniel. He was the leading scorer in the NCAA and then came to Tennessee and had an okay career but didn't light it up. Like maybe some might have thought. But, yeah, I think it is a good pickup, especially what you lose in Kenny Chandler. I think Zakai Ziegler is, you know, probably set to be your starting point guard next year.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, you got a capable guy on Tyreek Key that could either start for you, come off the bench.
Right.
So we'll see.
And potentially, I mean, even if this guy is your starter, who knows if we moved around. If Vescovi does leave, I mean, I don't know how we think. I mean, I know what I think is going to happen, but I guess we don't know until we know.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. But I think having a guard that can score only helps everybody else in this team can stretch the floor a little bit. And, you know, I think that elevates Zakai Ziegler. Tennessee was at its best when Kenny Chandler and Zakai Ziegler were on the floor together. So I think Tyreek Key can, you know, maybe not as much, but kind of have that same impact that Kenny did this past season.
Oh, agreed. Hopefully so. Agreed.
Salina, Tennessee. Where is that at?
I don't know. We're going to learn about the state, aren't we? That's got to be West Tennessee, right? Okay. What are we? Where are we near there, though? Del Hall Barbecue is what came up on my Google search.
Population was at
Nashville, right? Did I lose you?
It's north of Cookeville.
Oh. Wow.
Like way north, like Tennessee. Almost Kentucky north.
Yeah. I got you. Interesting. Yeah,
like right above.
Yep, hadn't heard of that. Is it Clay County High School that was where he played? See, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Huh?
Interesting. Clay County.
Did we get any questions tonight for the?
I don't think we got any.
All right. You got a most important?
I thought I did. Oh, yeah. So this is real. It's the first SEC team in 16 years to pull off a sweep in Gainesville. That's my most important.
16 years? Okay.
16 years. Gotcha. Yep.
My most important is, did you see that throw? Oh, I'm going to send it to you from Bowie Bay Sox. It was left fielder. I think it was trying to get a sack fly, maybe. Catches it out in left field and hoses a guy at home. I mean, I'm going to send it to you right now. No doubter. It was an incredible throw. I don't watch SportsCenter. I'm sure it was on SportsCenter. They're a double-A team, I think.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, I'm going to send it to you. Just went through. He's running to foul territory when he catches it. And it's still – he's left-handed, still on the move. It's just freaking insane. And it was for the third out. It was to get out of the inning, too.
Okay, you sent it to me.
on Twitter. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, and it's nuts. You all need to go look it up. It's the Bowie, B-O-W-I-E, Bay Sox. Go look it up when you get a chance. It was
Saturday. He got hosed. Oh, my God.
Is that not the most impressive throw, though, you've ever seen in your entire life? He's still running away. It's insane.
Yeah, off balance. Soon. Yeah, that thing was on a rope.
I don't know who they're the affiliate of. He needs to be called up right now, though. Oh, it's the Baltimore Orioles.
Okay. Yeah, call him up because the Orioles are terrible.
Do you have any fails?
My fail is the Brooklyn Nets. They're terrible. They're so bad.
So what, just in general, fail getting absolutely whooped by the Celtics? Like, what's the...
Yeah, I mean, you just have all that talent, and you're just not a good basketball team. And I think Kyrie Irving is the biggest joke of all time. Like, I don't know why any team would want to deal with anything that he has to – that he comes with. He's just a hassle.
He definitely does not help himself at all.
No. I mean, really talented player, but my God, dude, do you want to play or not? Like, I feel like that should be the question.
Insane.
Yep.
And insane, just – I don't like the Celtics, but it's kind of funny watching the Nets get whooped like this.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. All right. I didn't know if that was bad of me. So.
No, I agree.
All right.
Grant Williams is playing well.
Shout out, Grant.
Shout out. That's all I got is fail.
Yeah, I'm gonna try.
I haven't been on social media very much this weekend. We had a bachelor party in Nashville, so since like Thursday, I haven't really been on it a lot.
No, I'm obviously in the same boat there. My phone was dead for like 12 hours of it. So,
what day was that?
Friday. It was dead from like right after I got us the Uber downtown. Pretty much died right after until 7 a.m. in the morning. So,
okay.
But yeah, about 12 hours. About 12 hours.
And then Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is another one. I mean, the Brooklyn Nets in general. But
so is he actually out for rest, for load management, or was that a joke that y'all were that Dylan or Chad sent?
I don't know if that's it, but it just says he's out for game four. I'm like, dude, like, do you want to play? Like, the Brooklyn Nets, they just have guys that don't want to play.
Yeah, I mean, you can't miss a game voluntarily, pretty much, against or in the playoffs. That's unacceptable.
Right.
Oh. Well. Can't wait. Xavier Tuesday,
yep.
Let's do it again. Some more dubs.
Xander Seacrest will probably be on the mound.
Tony Vitello is coaching for his job.
Mouthful of bubble gum. Yeah, Tony Vitello. He's got to be on the hot seat. I mean, it's a fair –
He's got a guy breathing down his neck right now. I think, yeah. You know, just.
Does he just get delegated? You just get demoted?
Maybe. Yeah. I think you got to treat it like pitchers. I think Danny White's just got to give the ball to whoever's got the hot hand, you know, whatever game it is, and ride it out.
Yeah.
What is it? If you've got two quarterbacks, you don't have any quarterbacks. I don't know what it is if you got two head coaches.
Right.
Love it. Can't wait to do it again.
The Weeklies did it. Auburn. We could do it too, right?
Oh, for sure. Auburn this weekend. I mean, Auburn's – so they're second in the West, right? But they're probably the third best team in the league right now, no?
Yeah, maybe I would say second. Yeah, I would say them or Georgia.
So
I think the most talented team, and I hate to say this, the most talented team besides Tennessee. Like, Tennessee's obviously number one. There's a huge gap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the next best team is probably Vanderbilt.
I it wouldn't shock me. I don't.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably Arkansas and then Vanderbilt. But, I mean, the way Auburn and Georgia are playing, Georgia's got Jonathan Cannon. Auburn's got Sonny, who's probably the best hitter in the entire country. So, and then LSU, they're the team that doesn't make any sense to me. Besides Ole Miss. Ole Miss is just a crap show. But
Ole Miss makes sense to me because Mike Bianco just seems like a terrible person now.
That's a good point.
Florida doesn't make sense to me. Well, I guess a little bit this weekend, but still.
Well, LSU doesn't make sense to me because Barry, Morgan, Cruz, those three are those are potential Doty. I mean, those are two, like, those four guys could be in the second or third round minimum. And two of those guys are probably first rounders, and they're 10-8 in the SEC.
They apparently didn't want Tony, so good for them.
All right, yeah.
Good for them. Love it.
They did sweep Missouri this weekend, but
they set times for next week?
Yes.
Saturday's game. I figured they did, but
I think they're both at – I think Saturday and – or Friday and Saturday are both – I know Friday's at night. Saturday, I think, is at night as well.
Perfect.
I'm looking at
– both 7 p.m.
Okay.
Both SEC Network. So, yep. Hey, you're on TV. Finally.
Yeah, and then Sunday's at 1.
Trying to see if Tennessee's got night games all throughout. Yeah, night games all the way through. 5:30 for Kentucky, one of the Saturday Kentucky game. Or Saturday Georgia game, sorry. Wait, no. That's Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, Friday Georgia
game. Then Saturday's 1 p.m. against Georgia. Dang.
Should be fun.
Nighttime baseball, baby.
Oh, yeah, the lights.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sports better.
For sure.
All of them. All of them are better at night.
100% agree.
That's all I got.
That's it. Guys, been fun. Thanks for listening. Do it again tomorrow, maybe. The bat flip. And then Thursday, we'll be back previewing Auburn.
Yeah. We'll keep you all updated about tomorrow and the rest of this week. And, hey, man, we're just going to keep rolling. That's all we do.
For sure.
Just keep rolling. Put on the Florida helmets. Hopefully, we stole one. hopefully Kirby Cannell, that he comes out of the bullpen with it on. On Tuesday against Xavier. That'd be awesome. Guys, thanks for listening again. We're bringing the boat in, and we out.